Truly Live.
Hey.
Hi, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and whoever else. So
welcome.
Thank you for being on.
All right. This
crazy thing. Anyway, we're here for St. Patty's Day. We're going to celebrate the good guy, Patrick. He was a saint, obviously.
Yes.
And we're just going to chit-chat, have a little bit of fun. And Chris in the background there, right over there, he is making us a special St. Patty's Day drink. So we'll try and give you, it's a tweak on, you know, an Irish coffee type of thing. And
well, if you guys are ready, I'm ready. Can I start mixing?
Oh, you're ready? Yes.
Oh, while you're mixing, I'll do the shout out.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going to get out of the way so you can watch him.
Oh, well, don't go too far, Dad.
Yes. I'm right here.
Well, we want to thank all our viewers who watch Facebook and Instagram, Twitter and YouTube, as Amy said. Thank you for all of the wonderful questions and comments that you've sent in. We really appreciate the support. We've got Aaron and Nick, our marketing team, Method Agency, and Naveed from Coruscant Media, and he's also our producer. So thank you, Naveed, for helping us out every time. We really appreciate it.
Well, in fact, you and I were just talking about, Deb has been on our chats, but never here. And then, but we were just talking about, we've been doing these live chats ever since COVID started. You know, we try to do it every other week, once a month or whatever. And I cannot even believe it's been 2 years already.
I know, of not being in one place together.
Yeah.
We've been doing them separately, but now we're all together. So
I know, it's
back.
Kind of fun. So it's a good thing we're celebrating St. Patty's Day.
Yes. Yes. Well, you want to do some special shout outs to our fans?
Okay, yeah. How about I do one, you do two, three.
Okay.
I do four, you do five.
Okay.
You're doing number three.
Okay.
Okay. So from the good old city of New York, New York City. Hi, Lisa. Lisa Rowe.
Hello. And I've got Susan Moore from Boston, Massachusetts.
And I've got Kristen Lowe from North Carolina.
Pamela Jones from Medford, Oregon. That's down south, southern Oregon.
Rachel Engel from Sacramento, California. And we also had Bonnie Patterson from Eugene. She was the first one to log in.
Oh, really?
Was she? So I just wrote her name down. So we've got Tennessee.
Well, look at this. We've got Argentina. We have someone from, good evening, from Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
You know what? Have you guys been from Ireland? I mean, have you ever visited Ireland?
I have not.
Chris, have you?
No.
Well, you know, I guess the place that I visited wouldn't really be considered Ireland in a lot of ways, because it's part of the UK. But I went to Northern Ireland, Belfast, back in like 2009. And so that was, I loved it. What a beautiful, beautiful country. But I do remember back then, our driver was giving us a little bit of history of the Northern Ireland, and they still call it the Troubles. He goes, yeah, the Troubles. That was when, you know, he went into a little bit of the whole thing. But I just thought it was very interesting. Even back in 2009, there are some individuals, because they have a history, they have memories of that family and
of course
whatever else was going on, but they still call it the Troubles. So
that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Chris and I would love to, you know, go and see all of that, like England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Dublin. Dublin is celebrating right now. So
my daughter-in-law's in England right now visiting a friend who her husband's in the military and he is coming back to be a general in the Marines.
Wow. Here?
So he'll be coming back to California.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, actually, no, he's going to Washington, D.C. from England, but they're visiting right now.
A general.
He's been in with the Marines for F-18 pilot.
That's a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Well, my nephew is trying to move to England because he met his wife. I don't know if he met his wife in India or whatever, but he's trying to move to England. But now he realizes that he's got to come back to the States and get all that paperwork done and birth certificates and legalities and all that stuff. And then he can go there, you know, to live there because they're going to get married. But, you know, he would like to get a job and, you know, stuff like that. So,
very cool.
You know, there's something everywhere, whether it be our country dealing with immigrants or other people's countries, and you know,
there's always protocols. Well, let's do a few more shout outs while Chris
this
is
so weird to have you guys here.
I love it.
You
it's
know
fun. Chris is making some noise back there. What is that? And he's laughing.
That's the sound of good stuff. Sometimes here, that's on a late Friday night.
Oh, or poker.
I don't know if anybody else heard what he said.
Are you talking about snoring?
No.
Or something else.
He's talking about
whipped cream.
Oh, God.
Late Friday night, really? Okay, Chris, you have to behave on this show, just so you know. Thank you.
Oh, is this PG?
Yeah, this is a PG show.
I guess Lisa's right. I didn't catch on either.
I did.
Oh, dear. I am so slow sometimes when it comes to that stuff.
Good evening, cheers.
All
right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers. Salute. Cheers.
Oh, I wish I could take a picture of all of us on here.
I have something we can say in our cheers. Wait, this is an Irish toast, Chris. You have to come back.
Okay.
I have an Irish toast.
Okay. You need to take a picture of the screen.
All right. There are good ships and wood ships, ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
Oh,
wow.
Aww.
That's an Irish toast.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Babe, you'll always be my lucky charm.
Let me get a I'm going to take a steel shot.
Okay.
Just really quick.
Anyway, we've got Argentina. We have, everyone is saying hi to you, Chris. We have a Michiganer, which is very, very exciting. Some people from Ireland, too. I am so, so thankful. Middletown Court. I don't know what that is. Cumberland.
Chile.
Bullhead City, Arizona.
Arizona.
West Virginia. Oh, hello. Hi from Ireland. Katrina?
Africa. Cape Town, South Africa.
We have Brazil and Georgia.
Pittsburgh.
Philly.
Oh, Toronto, Canada.
We have Mexico. Tony from Mexico.
All right.
Massachusetts.
Walla Walla.
Oh, we even have a Jersey girl.
Washington,
D.C., because you have a daughter there.
Portugal.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Georgia. Oh, Cass City, Michigan.
Where's
I know where you are. Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, this is so good.
Hey, Chris, where'd you go?
He's out of here.
He's gone.
He liked doing this, but it's really not his thing.
Wait a minute. I want another one. No.
We'll check in later.
Mexico.
It's Middletown, Connecticut. She typed back. Columbia, North Carolina, Maine.
Southern California.
Oh, my God.
Argentina.
Isn't that kind of funny? Farmington, New Mexico. I was thinking Mexico.
Right.
She's in England. Bev, hi from England. Sheboygan, Michigan.
Sheboygan.
We have Peru. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Awesome.
New York.
Wow. Athens, Georgia.
Wow. You guys, thank you so much for being on.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are doing for St. Patty's Day. You know, I don't think I'd really ever formally have gone out and celebrated.
Oh,
you know
have.
How people go to the bars and stuff?
Have. Single.
Oh, yeah. I am such a, I don't know,
goody,
what is it?
Goody two-shoe.
Goody two-shoe or just lame? I don't know. But my sister is married, to her husband, Kathy, my sister, to John. And he is very much Irish. His family came. I think his dad may have come from Ireland or his grandfather. But they're very Irish. I am also Catholic. It's very interesting, you know, when it comes to St. Patty's Day, when I've gone over to their house and everything and, you know, celebrated that. So, yeah.
And also wanted to say we're praying for peace for all of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. If everybody could just take a minute and do a prayer, we'd really appreciate that.
And I think the other thing, too, is that there's a lot of organizations out there. Be sure you vet them out and make sure if you are able to give or do something to support, and especially helping all of those refugees that have left Ukraine, because I'm still not sure. I think there's some organizations that are able to go into Ukraine and help.
Yes.
But I'm sure that's a dicey situation right now. But, you know, you have to take the information that we receive even in the States with a grain of salt. But can you imagine living somewhere?
Yeah.
And your news is all shut off. Everything, you know, that's, I think, what they kind of did in Russia. But everything is shut down. You know, social media and the internet and technology has really enabled us to reach out across the world. I mean, look at all you guys on here.
Yes.
You know, not only across, you know, the States, but other countries.
Yes.
So, yeah, prayers and prayers. Our thoughts. And if you are able to find an organization that you think is worthy to give to so that they can help. Because I can't imagine leaving everything with just a suitcase or backpack, really.
Right.
Wondering where food is, where's water. Yeah. You're not even sure if you're going to go days without it.
Right.
All of those kids.
And pets. Little kids, pets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, well, just take a moment and, you know, if you can do anything, do something, please do. Because, you know, people across the world need our help to reach out as well.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of great info to cover today. And
oh, do we?
Also be
do we
ready
now, Lisa?
For a giveaway at the end of the show. Four lucky winners will receive an autograph book from Amy. So wait for the code at the end or towards the end. And
I'm getting very low on these books. So when we give them away, there's not many left.
Yeah.
So I'll probably keep one box for myself. I don't know why.
You need a whole box?
I know. Why? I'm not sure. But I hope you enjoyed the read. I hope those of you who have purchased the book or maybe have won one of the giveaways and stuff like that. So hopefully you'll enjoy that story at that part of my life.
Yeah, fun. All right. Well, let's get started. Did you know that St. Patrick's Day is like a cultural and religious celebration held on March 17th?
Well,
Unbeknownst to Deb, who just thought it was going to the bars and partying.
That's all
for drinking.
It was.
But
more than that,
St. Patrick was the patron saint of Ireland
and
brought Christianity to Ireland.
Really?
But the thing is, he left another country, I think. I think he left England and went to Ireland.
In his teens.
In his teens, yes, in his teens.
Okay.
But I also think from my history, I mean, this was a while ago. I should have done a little more research before we got on. But Ireland, because I think England ruled over Ireland at the time, back in St. Paddy's Day, it was considered that's where all the criminals and everyone else went to. And so I think that's why, one of the reasons why he went there. Because he might have been ostracized for whatever he might have done or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so much to it. I mean, even with St. Patrick, he lived 40 years dedicating his entire life to spreading the gospel and living in poverty. He died March 17th in Ireland, where he established and built his first church.
And that's why they celebrate.
So that's why they celebrate.
Gotcha.
That's why they celebrate. So,
and he lived for 40 years.
And there's rumors
which
that
was
he
huge
was
back
Roman,
in those days.
Which was Italian. So St. Patrick
was
Italian. Even though for me,
she's just saying it
parents
because she's
Roman.
Part Italian.
Just saying, it's St. Patrick's Day, but it's still
part Well, so he Italian. Actually came from Italy?
His parents were Roman descent.
Oh, now we're getting the story.
Lived in England and then...
Well, he was born in England, I think.
Yes. So, but Roman
So he's
parents.
English.
Well, the blood has a little bit to do with it, too.
Well,
I had some fun things we can read.
But you know what? I don't know. It'd be any of you from Ireland. What I would really be interested to know, as you celebrate St. Paddy's Day, has the purpose and the meaning as we, you know, Google it and stuff like that been lost? Or is it just, you know, St. Paddy's Day? We celebrate. You know, do we really understand what we're celebrating?
Well,
you know,
we've got some fun facts, and Deb can read off a couple of these, and it'll explain.
Well, the other thing I was going to say too is that as turmoil goes on here in the States to some degree, do you have any statues? Do you have anything that represents St. Paddy's that you can go to, or something, or is this just the luck of the Irish and a legend?
Good information.
Interesting. You want me to go with the first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the original color of St. Patrick's followers is actually blue, not green.
Did you guys hear that? The color of St. Patty's Day was actually blue and not green. I wonder why blue. So, did we not find that one?
No, that was just
why blue. Do you guys know any history of this?
And the green is symbolic of St. Patrick's Day due to the lush green landscapes that make up the most of Ireland.
So that's why it went to green.
Well, don't we call Ireland the Emerald?
Emerald City.
Yeah.
Emerald.
And that's why the rainbow, you know, the pot of gold. If you guys can't see it, see.
She put gold on.
I got gold on
She's blinging today.
I don't know. We're just going on a fact-finding thing for St. Patty's Day.
But I hear St. Patrick's birth name was Maewyn Sukkot.
Sukkot? But see, I remember that because I think one of my kids may have had to do a report.
Oh, yeah.
On a saint or I don't know. I just remember that.
Yeah.
And so why I would have read that, I'm not sure, but. Yeah.
Well, and the first parade, it's not on our little thing, but the first parade was in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's huge. And Ireland, huge Irish.
Ireland didn't jump in to celebrate until 200 years later.
Wow.
Yes. So I think it was one of those
Americanized things.
Hallmark moments. I don't know. Did they have Hallmark?
Well, we might always have to find a reason to celebrate and drink for something.
Well, isn't it in Chicago where they color the river green?
Yes.
You know, yes.
That's not on here too, but yes.
Yeah, I can't remember what river that is because they don't color the lake green.
I've been there, but
the river.
Yeah, I don't know what river that is. That's very interesting. And Boston is there's a lot of Irish people there, or descendants or whatever. And, you know, that does not surprise me. And even a little bit of New York too. And stuff. So yeah, that's interesting.
And then
so they didn't celebrate it for 200 years later.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah. And the three-leafed clover plant, which I've got on my shirt.
Oh, I have on my little earring.
Called a shamrock, is linked to Patrick as he's described as the Christian Holy Trinity.
Yep. So God, Jesus, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when that means when you do find the four-leaf clover, good luck.
Good luck. Okay.
Okay, I feel like we're at a school report here.
Hey, it just keeps us organized. Yeah.
You know what? So I will have to say, you guys, I would just be rambling on. And some people would like that because who knows what I'd say. And sometimes I get myself in trouble. But Lisa does. She's that side of me that I'm not.
Well, we have to be
organized. She is organized. And so I want to, you know, give a huge shout out to her. She does well.
All right.
She does well in that.
Well, you're going to do something really fun now.
Yeah.
We skipped the coffee, but tell us what you made.
Okay.
With our coffee.
One of the questions was, I can't remember who it was, we'll get to it, but one of the questions was, you know, in America, you know, what is the typical Irish dinner that we make? Now, you make
corned beef and cabbage.
But you made a soup.
Oh, I made a Reuben soup.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was more cream based.
Yeah, and it was sauerkraut, corned beef.
And then cabbage.
Stuff. It was so good.
Well, I typically make corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes. Sometimes I didn't do the sauerkraut because, you know, kids just turn their nose up at it. What are you doing?
Edel's saying that it's bacon and cabbage. And she's from Ireland.
Yeah, bacon and cabbage here in Ireland. Mm. So it's probably, I would think it's that thick cut of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm. And then someone asked me, you know, do you do the traditional, you know, corned beef, cabbage, sauerkraut? I think I did potatoes. Or do you do the Irish stew? Now, I'm not sure in America, unless you're Irish or have that history of Irish, because Irish stew is made more with lamb.
I've never had Irish stew.
Yeah, I think I have.
I don't think I have either.
Isn't that crazy?
I think I've had, but I think typically in America, we make it with beef and then add those flavors.
Interesting.
That would be in an Irish stew, but we just don't use lamb.
You need to
I would say a lot of people don't use lamb.
Okay.
Because I don't, it's got to be chunks of lamb.
They don't eat corned beef in Ireland. It's a big pink harnish. It went away. Sorry. Sorry, your comments go by so fast. So,
well,
anyway.
Corned beef is
again,
beef.
But again, is that's an American thing? Kind of like cheese whiz?
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, the thing is, when you think of Ireland being on an island, it's not to say that they don't have cows because they have a lot of cheese. Ireland has a lot of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
dairy products.
They get it from cows and then probably goats and whatever. But I think their typical one is sheep for the wool and the right. and the fur and the milk, goat's milk. No, sheep doesn't have milk, goat's milk.
Yeah.
Sheep. Yes. No, but do we drink they sheep
make,
milk?
They make cheese out of sheep.
I know, but sheep we don't milk. Drink sheep milk.
I don't know. There's oat milk, sheep milk, goat milk, all kinds of
well,
milk.
I know goat
almond milk.
Milk.
I don't know.
I think sheep was, you know, for their fur, when you shear them and, mm-hmm. you know, their wool and, you know, sweaters and
but they make
all
good
of that
cheese
stuff.
Out of the sheep. Okay, back to what you did to go with our coffee.
See, in Newfoundland, they call it salt beef because it was a way of preserving it.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sorry, you know what, you guys, these comments go by so fast. I'm trying to.
Maureen says.
Oh, St. Patrick was Italian.
Oh.
Ooh. Lisa. So he was not born in England then.
No, he was from Roman parents.
Well,
that makes you Italian. I'm Italian. I wasn't born in Italy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I'm English. My grandfather was born in England.
Why don't you go get the cupcakes? We've gone down the rabbit hole around and down and up.
But isn't that fun?
It is
fun. Anyway, let's revert back. So I would like to make traditional Irish stew one day.
Mm-hmm.
With
I would
lamb.
Love that.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually not a fan of lamb, probably because I'm not used to the flavor and the taste of it, but it does taste different. But anyway, besides the point. So I made these cupcakes, and I'm going to have to tweak the recipe. The frosting to me is to die for. But the chocolate cake part, it tastes good, but I was wondering why it was like crumbly.
Well, let's
and so
it.
I think what I have to tweak in the recipe, because I was in a hurry, so I thought I'd take a shortcut. And when it comes to baking, sometimes shortcuts are not worth the
right.
bother.
Right.
So
especially
I think I should have. Yes, especially in baking. So I didn't take the time to boil the Guinness beer.
There's Guinness in these cupcakes?
Yes, there's beer
a
in
lot.
It. But when you boil it, which, you know, it's like when you add wine to food and you let the liquor boil off, you get that intense flavor. And of the wine, much more than if you just pour wine in and, okay, here you go.
Right.
And I think that's the same with the Guinness beer. Well, I didn't do that. So it has a taste of Guinness beer, but it doesn't. I substituted butter instead of oil. Well, butter is very good when it comes to baking certain things. But I think when it comes to a cupcake and or a cake sometimes, because believe me, I'm not a baker, oil
binds.
Gives a little more moisture
and
stuff like that to it.
Yeah.
And I think there was one other thing. But anyway, so I'm going to get my cupcakes. And we're going to have some cupcakes here. But look for this recipe for Guinness chocolate cupcakes and a brown butter buttercream with a hint of Bailey's frosting. So anyway.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And oh, by the way, Lisa and I dabbed our finger in the frosting.
I used a spoon. I used a spoon.
Well, whatever.
So we're going to have, oh no, I'm going to bring it on over here we are going to see this frosting, you guys.
Okay, what's in the frosting?
Okay, you know
what?
Because
that's my favorite part of the
You have to have a plate.
Give us both a spoon. I'll have a little more.
Brother.
We need three spoons.
She loves us.
I love it.
Okay. I wish you guys could have some of this, but
I'll hold it
here.
We'll have some for you guys.
Okay, what's in this?
So.
That's a little bite.
Well, I didn't know how much you wanted. Here you go. Oh, bro. Here you go.
All right.
Okay, what's
so, the one thing about brown butter is that you should not cook it very fast because you'll end up burning the milk solids and the salt. So be patient. Take your time when you do brown butter for any recipe that calls for brown butter or that you think you can do brown butter for. Anyway.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like whipped caramels.
Yeah, I know.
It's like caramel
corn.
But it's brown butter,
mm-hmm.
powdered sugar. I did not put any vanilla in this because I thought it was, yeah, you know, flavored enough. I put in a little bit of Bailey's. Oh, and espresso powder. Yeah. Espresso powder.
See that? Look at that.
Oh, brothers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And these are the chocolate cupcakes. So
you're going to frost the cupcakes. So tell us what's in the cupcakes.
Well, it's just flour, cocoa powder. And
so you took a basic chocolate.
Brown sugar.
Recipe.
I limited the white sugar because I wanted more of that rich molassy flavor brown sugar.
Wow.
And I tell you, my house must be cold because frosting never.
You don't put that much on mine.
Oh, yes, this is yours.
It's yours, Dad.
Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. I did not get you a plate.
I don't think we did one.
Well, there's napkins over there. Oh, yeah, Chris was supposed to have one. Oh, you know what? I keep forgetting. Chris does not like chocolate.
He doesn't?
Chris doesn't?
Can you believe that? He doesn't like chocolate cake for some reason.
Even with Guinness in it?
He'll have chocolate, like, if it's like candy or something, but he just doesn't like chocolate cake. I mean, what craziness is that?
I know.
Here's yours. Know, here, you can set this down.
Sometimes chocolate cake can be dry. So.
Well, this is. So. As I was going to say, this recipe will be forthcoming, but I need to tweak the cupcake thing. So I got to make another batch. And of course, I got plenty of frosting.
Oh my, I could not keep that.
Can you freeze that?
Oh, I probably could, but I will probably bake another batch like right away. You know, because I was supposed to give some of these.
So good.
I feel bad we're eating in front of everybody.
But you know what I did? I threw away all the cupcakes. Except
why?
These four, because I did not like it.
She's
if I don't
a perfectionist.
If I don't like it, and see how crumbly it is.
She's her worst critic.
You have to take a bite. You can't just, you know. Okay. And so when I didn't like it, I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Well, there's different textures for different.
No.
Ones. Okay, we're gonna take a bite.
Are you now? Mm-hmm. Are you really?
You
yeah. Mm. So I think I'm going to substitute oil for the butter and see if that creates a little more moisture. The cupcake is really good.
It's
just
good.
Crumbly.
It's very good.
But anyway.
Yes. Really good. You did an amazing job, as usual.
So we have a happy St. Patty's Day from Dublin, Ireland. And that is from Michelle Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, and we locally here in Hillsborough, we have a place called Murphy's Furniture. And I'm always curious as to the owners. By being Murphy's Furniture, if someone in the family
probably
is from Ireland. So
yeah.
And then we have a happy St. Patrick's Day from Dublin, Ireland. Happy. Oh no, are we saying happy?
Yeah, they're saying happy.
Helen Shepherd on Instagram. Michelle Murphy was on Facebook. And Kim Bright on Facebook. Do you have any Irish ancestors? Well, I'll tell you the truth, not that I'm aware of. I have them from England, but I don't think from Ireland.
You haven't done an ancestry thing?
No. And, oh, look at Lisa. She
I know,
so,
I was going to do the same thing.
Here.
But I thought you were going to call me out on it.
No, that's all right.
You're just going to get us a plate.
The mocha and the frosting just makes like.
There you go. Yeah. And you can taste the Guinness.
Have a spoon? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
The Guinness is really good.
It's subtle, but I don't.
Put
I want to
pan in water in the oven while cooking.
Ooh.
And have it moist, keep it moist.
Okay, you know what? I can see that. I can understand that too.
But they're still good. It's not like they're dry.
They're
just
they're just crumbly.
Yeah.
It's like they don't hold together. They fall apart.
Well, but the frosting like keeps it together.
So they're not dry, but they are dry. It's very weird.
It's good. They're very good. Okay. Somebody, Lily, on Instagram asked if we'll have a pint of Guinness on St. Patrick's Day.
A pint?
A pint. Is she getting it? What are you doing, Amy?
Okay, this is what I put in the cupcakes.
Oh. I have a little bit of Guinness.
Yummy.
Extra stout. So in order to enhance those flavors, I needed to... put this in a saucepan along with the brown sugar and stuff and just kind of decrease some of the liquid so you enhance the flavor, intensify the flavors a little more. So I don't know. I have three bottles, one for the cupcakes, new cupcakes I'm going to make. And
yeah,
maybe I will.
I love
Cheers.
Darker. Yeah. in Jamaica, where my husband's from, they put sweetened condensed milk and mix it with Guinness and drink it. So really? It's creamy. No, it's really good.
Is it good?
It's very good.
I've never heard of
yes.
that.
Yes. Pretty yummy.
That just seems too sweet.
No, it's good.
Okay. And this is the person, Vicky W. on Instagram, was asking me, am I an Irish stew or corned beef kind of person? And I would have to say I'm more of a corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
But I if I made Irish stew, I probably did it without the lamb, did it with beef, but enhanced some of those flavors in it.
Cool. All right. Well, here's some more questions.
This oh, yeah. You know what? One. Someone did. Sour cream will also give you moisture. Yeah. Oh, there yeah. is sour cream in this as well. But I'm just thinking the egg. No, not the egg.
Oil,
the butter.
The butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Because I've made these before. So, and of course, do you think I can find that recipe? No.
We'll figure it out.
But anyway.
Okay. Here's the big question of the day.
What?
The biggest question of the day.
It is.
That everybody's asked. When is the next season of Little People, Big World? She's not going to say.
She's not going to answer.
You know what? I really don't know because they don't let us know that in advance. And so, I mean, we are filming episodes, so I would hope there's going to be a new season coming out. And so it could be around like it was last year. So I would say anywhere from late spring to sometime in the summer. So just keep looking back on TLC because they may make an announcement before I even know.
They do that.
And so keep looking back on the Discovery Plus or TLC or TLC Go or something like that. But yeah, keep looking back on that. And you'll probably know when I know.
Well, here's another question from Baraba O'Donnell. Where any vacations planned for this summer?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I've mentioned it before. I tell you guys, this frosting is so darn
good.
Addicting. Did you eat it all?
Not yet.
Well, come on, Deb. She's like the skinniest one here.
Shush.
I'm like, yes, you can afford to eat a cupcake.
I will eat it. I promise.
Well, I've mentioned it before on the live, but Chris and I are going to take a motorcycle ride to Alaska. So that is going to be really fun and exciting. And so, you know, we go the back roads. We just don't take all, major
really
freeways.
Fun.
I think I'm more worried about being cold because it can be cold still. So we're going to go up through Oregon, Washington, through British Columbia, and kind of just get into the southeastern part of Alaska.
That's going to be so fun.
I do not know what's happening with people or Alaska, but we were hoping to really take the ferry from the inner waterways there and come all the way down.
Wow.
We looked at it like early January. We thought 6 months was going to be plenty of time. Nope. All booked, sold out.
Wow.
And the ferry doesn't go that often. Like, and so
wow,
we were thinking, well, do we ship the bike back and have to fly back from Anchorage or whatever? But then I mentioned to Chris, because we're going with three other people. I said, Chris, you know what? We've done day rides, but we've never been on a motorcycle ride together for
just
overnight or, you know, spending some time. And so I said, yeah, it'll be an extra week. About on the motorcycle ride, and
that's a lot.
But you know, we might say, "Oh, we should have flown home." But
that's your life story. That's
well, for me, I just really wanted to like, do we enjoy doing it together? Like, it's just going to be you and I in the middle of nowhere, and you know, all of this stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that part of the trip as well, when it's just he and I, and we can maybe deviate a little bit because we won't have other people with us or following us, you know? So that is, to me, is the big trip. But we also may be going to Italy because all the poker guys, they've been together for so long that every 5 years they do a big trip.
Wow.
And so they're going to Italy. And so, you know, the wives will go. And so we'll do our few days. They'll do their few days. And then we'll come together for a few days. And then, you know, Chris and I really got to get going on that trip too. But Alaska's the big one.
Very
so cool. I got to look for a new helmet. I got to look for a jacket. I got to look for rain gear.
Wow.
Because
That's a lot.
I don't want to be cold.
And that's a
big
layer.
Trip. I don't want to be cold. Well, we got hello from Texas.
Oh, yeah. Someone said good test on the relationship. I think that's true.
I do, too. Don't you think?
I love it.
See, Chris isn't here right now.
Yeah.
I do, too. I thought, you know, if this is something we want to do in our, quote, retirement, because we're far from retiring right now, I just thought that would be a good, you know, thing.
Very cool. Let's see what else we have. From Mexico, Ohio. I was trying to grab a question. If there was a question from the audience, let's see. Anything going? Well, I'll grab another one and then you can look to see if.
God, they go so fast.
I know.
Don't they? We have Lake George. Someone lives in Anchorage. Cape Town. We have Australia. Do you ride around Australia? Well, I think if we did Australia, we'd probably have to fly there and rent bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And the other three people that we're with are renting bikes. But we're taking the bike that we have because sometimes renting, I'm the only passenger. Mm-hmm. And those rental bikes may not always have armrest or back. And being short and short arms, I tell you, there is no way I'm going to go that long without a backrest or having feel like I'm kind of like sitting there.
Well, Chris
well.
Modified his bike for you. Yeah. So that's not something you could just go rent. Mm-hmm. So very cool. Somebody asks, Kat R.
Hang on.
Okay.
Lake Orion, Michigan. I know where you're at. You're not far from where my sister lives.
Oh,
sorry.
Good.
Go on.
That's okay. What are some of your favorite TV shows and movies right now?
Ooh.
Gosh. Kat well, you know
Instagram.
What? A lot of them are coming back with their next season. Sweet Magnolias. I want to see Virgin River. See how that whole thing goes. I love Bridgerton. We're watching Space Force with Steve Carell. You have a show that I want to check out. Bosch.
Yes, Bosch. One of them. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a detective show.
Just love that one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. The Fabulous Miss Maisel. Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. That's cool.
Chris is into, we're watching a lot of the season of NCIS. I mean, Mark Harmon. He's been on that show for a long time. Mm-hmm. I really like him. I mean, he and Pam Dauber, still married, have been married for a long time because Pam Dauber was on Mork and Mindy.
Oh,
and she's done some other shows and specials. And she was on this one show. I think she had a daughter and I can't remember what that was named. But anyway.
Hmm. Brian says he's from Tualatin, Oregon. That's just down the street from us.
Someone a half skip a jump.
Yeah. Someone asked if you've watched Ozark. Have you seen
Ozark? Oh, I love Ozark.
You know what?
I've seen it.
Oh, love it.
There's two shows that I thought I would like, and I think I have to go back and start them over again. Because Ozark was like, I'm like, oh my gosh,
that
this is a little brutal.
Mm. Yeah.
And one of the shows my daughters are into, I think one of my daughter-in-laws, Outlander. Yeah, Outlander.
Yeah. And then, there's Catastrophe.
I don't think I've heard of that. Well, Yellowstone.
When do you have time for all these?
Oh, you know, I only work a couple days a week.
So. Oh.
Well, Yellowstone. I watched that for the first season, and then that, like, but I want to go back to that because I want to see the prequel, 1853, with
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw and
here's the microphone.
His wife. What's his name?
Why is this escaping me?
Let's see.
His wife, Faith Hill.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, and I.
No, we are not drunk yet. We just have.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I still have half a cup.
Sorry.
We just have a very good time together.
Yeah. If anything, it's from the frosting. That's the big thing.
Oh, she says it's 1883. I think you're right. I thought it was 1853. Yeah, because it had to be after the Civil War.
Yeah. Well, very cool. All right. Well, how about any chance that your cooking videos on Instagram could be made into a TV show? Shelly N on Instagram. Who knows? Something could come up. Who knows?
Oh, you know what is the vacation spot you've always wanted to visit? I guess I am switching notes here. all over the place, tell you the truth. I want to revisit all of them, you know, like, our own country, America. Mm-hmm. I would love to do the Old South and really, you know, get into the history and, you know, stuff like that and the Southern homes and, you know, just really understand that history. The other thing is I'd love to go along the Appalachian Mountains. I always wanted to do a little bit, hike a little bit of the Appalachian Mountains. And the other place I really want to go back and visit is northeast of the United States, like Rhode Island, Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine, and then cross on over to Canada and go to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island. I want to revisit those areas. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, have you guys seen Cyrano, the movie Cyrano yet?
Oh, is that out yet?
Yes.
It's no, on, is it in theaters or what?
No, I saw it on Netflix.
I think so.
Oh my gosh, I watched it last week.
Are you serious?
Weekend.
You didn't remind me?
Oh my gosh, you have to watch that.
What's it?
Cyrano.
Cyrano. Is with Peter Dinklage. Oh, I don't know about you, but he is a fabulous, fabulous actor. I love what... I love his whole thinking on his career and everything, really picking parts and pieces that really speak to him that he would really like to portray and show and not be locked into a character because he is a little person, a dwarf. So I really admire him.
Yeah.
And I saw an interview of him talking about Cyrano.
Oh.
And you told me that before, I wasn't sure. Okay, that's my new Netflix.
I can't answer the phone now. Sorry.
I can't answer the phone. Do you have Jacob's number?
No. Okay. I have Isabel's.
You guys, I am watching my youngest grandchild today.
Oh, yeah, that leads us right into grandchildren.
Yeah, so he's calling me right now.
I can text Izzy.
Can you? Yeah, text Izzy and say, hey, Amy's still on the live. If you guys are ready to come on over, feel free.
Awesome.
We're here. Just hang out.
Oh, and I wanted to say my friend Mary Gertson's watching us and Rochelle is watching us.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rochelle and Mary.
Yeah. And and Lily. Last time she said Lily. Hi. But
hi, Lily. Lily is Rochelle's youngest daughter. I've known Rochelle.
Middle daughter now.
Oh, yeah. Middle daughter. I've known Rochelle for quite some time, probably since about 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. But Lisa has known her quite a long time. And now Rochelle works for her because Lisa has her own business and into the insurance, health coverage, mm-hmm. broker. So she's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. Amy might get into that someday too. Would you like to see Amy being a rep and talking to you about your benefits? That mm-hmm. could happen.
Or Medicare.
Medicare specialist.
I got my Medicare card today.
Congratulations.
I know.
Woohoo!
You guys, we may be old enough to start thinking about that, but we're young at heart.
Yeah.
So don't be checking us off.
So we are in. Is there a name for the 60s club?
Let's think of one.
Because Amy's going to be the big 6-0 here
6-0.
In September.
And so is Chris.
And I turned 6-0 in November of last year. So.
Okay, you know what? Oh, go on, sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, so
Elisa's or Deb's a little older than us.
Not much.
She doesn't look old. I mean,
not red hat. Someone said red hat.
No, yes. Okay.
Does that mean 60?
55 and older.
Okay.
You guys, we could form our own chapter of red hats, lady. Oh my god.
You can.
If there's anyone out there in the red hat society, especially in the Hillsborough area or anywhere. I don't care. Do you like it? Is it worth it? Because of COVID, is it still a thing? Or is it just a social thing?
Yeah.
Or give me an idea of what the Red Hat Society is like. And do you like it? And are you still a part of it? That's what I want to know.
And maybe just bling it up a little.
I know, right?
I don't know.
This person said she doesn't look a day over
50.
No, 40.
45.
I'm like, yeah, I know. She's
why
crazy.
Why red hats? Someone said, why red hats?
I think because it's colorful. They do red, purple, and stuff like that. I think because it's colorful.
What'd she say? They're bringing the baby over. Sorry, we had to do an interruption, but it's fine.
Yeah, sorry. Jacob is asking me.
But saying, he said this, there's no sound.
Well, no one's saying anything.
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay.
Someone's asking if red hats are still around.
Yeah.
Can you guys just confirm you can hear us? Some.
Well, I would hope so.
Maybe
we
he's
known.
Got it on mute or something. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone else can hear us, right? Oh, can't hear for a while now on Instagram. No sound on Instagram.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Did it go off when the phone call came in?
Oh, maybe.
Does that
okay, Amy's going to adjust the Instagram. This happens
Hi, guys.
Every time. Every time we do one of these. Okay, so Facebook, YouTube.
No, it's
you
not on mute,
us.
I don't think. I wonder if it was because.
I think it switched over. Okay, everyone can hear on this end. Amy's just playing with her.
Can you guys hear
phone
me on Instagram?
Instagram? So.
Oh, you can't. Huh. Well, I am so sorry about that. We can hear you. Oh, someone said we can hear you.
Oh, Calgary, Alberta can hear.
Can you hear me on Instagram?
Dawn Kingsley said, I hear ya. Yes, we can hear you.
Well, that's on Facebook.
I know, but you're saying it over there. Can you hear me?
No sound, huh?
Well, Naveen.
I wonder if it's because I got a phone call from Jacob and Isabel about watching their kid.
Maybe.
My grandson.
Our producer, Naveed, is
so
saying
so I might have to tune you out and get back on.
Oh, okay. Naveed, do you want to need to restart? That's what he just
okay.
said.
Okay.
All right,
guys, I'm going to end this and then redo the live.
Just
so
on Instagram.
Okay.
Not on Facebook or anything else. Just
okay.
on Instagram. So we're still here, right, Deb?
We're still here.
We're still here.
Hi, guys. Wait, wait.
We're still here.
Cheers.
Oh. All right. Well, so, Jamaica. Someone's here from Jamaica. Awesome. Trying to get there in June. Hopefully that'll happen. So Amy's watching Mateo this afternoon. Coming up pretty quick here. So that's cool. Let's see. How about, Naveed, should we go ahead then and since Amy has kind of a hard close at 5?
Well, no, 5:15.
That we can give out. Should we give out the code a little bit early for the, okay, that sounds good. We're going to give out the code a little bit early today for the lucky, 4 lucky winners. So if everyone wants to put in the word friendship, we'll be pulling some Katie from Lebanon, Oregon. Awesome. Yep. So if you want to put in the word friendship, type it in, whichever, wherever you're at, we're going to pick a Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and what's the last
hey,
one?
You guys, sorry
Twitter.
About
Twitter.
Sorry about that.
All
I'm
right.
restarting Instagram Live because my precious son and daughter-in-law called me. And I think we tuned out, so
she's
I
talking
hope
to the Instagram.
You guys are still on because here we go.
All right, we're back.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Thanks,
okay.
everybody, for putting in friendship. Keep it going, and we'll.
Well, on that note, let's talk about our friendship.
Yes.
I mean, because we want to get to some of the people's questions as well. In fact, I didn't print those out, did
I
you?
I have them. They're all.
Okay,
in
good.
We actually covered quite a few.
Did we?
The questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was going to be more.
There's
anyway.
More coming on the next page. No,
oh, no.
Just don't answer it. Don't answer it.
I can.
Before.
It's going to.
That never has happened before.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I was just watching your live. I forgot you were on it, but I called and I think I broke it.
Yes, you did.
You broke it again. You broke it again, Jacob.
No. I ended it, but restarted it.
Amy, come on.
I messed it up, right?
No. It's okay.
She's talking to Jacob
it's okay.
right now.
But we're ready. You guys can come over at any time. We'll probably end this about 5:15 or, you know, anywhere between 5 and 5:15. But yeah.
That's why I was calling you, actually, it's just because we were trying to find a place to go eat, but it's all booked up because of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that, too. So,
well,
we were going to ask about tomorrow. That's the only reason I was calling.
You mean I may not babysit him today?
Well, I know. I don't want to cancel again, but, you know, I don't know. We just can't find a place to eat.
Oh, bummer deal.
Come to your house.
We got cupcakes.
We have cupcakes.
Okay. Can I call you back?
Yeah.
No sound again.
If tomorrow works for you too, we want to do that. I mean, or tonight, or I don't know where.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask Chris. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let me call you back in about 15 minutes.
Bye, Jacob.
Bye, Jacob.
Bye.
Okay, she's gonna restart her Instagram.
Instagram.
Okay, that's never happened before when you've had calls. That you have to restart.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think so because it breaks up the connection.
Right. You've had calls before, though.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, Deb and I are still here. let's see. Oh, good. We've got lots of people doing friendship. Awesome. Well,
okay. Hi, you guys. So sorry, Instagram, about checking out. My son called back again, and he forgot it was St. Patty's Day. Jacob and Izzy were going to go out on a date, and I was going to watch Mateo, but all the restaurants are booked, so this may not happen today, which makes me very sad. So I might be watching him tomorrow, but I got to make sure Chris and I aren't doing anything on a Friday. So anyway, if you guys still want to join us, we are back.
We're back. Okay, thank you guys for your patience with
Facebook,
Twitter, and YouTube. Amy had to go around the corner and get that. Oh, I mean, come so on. Here we go.
What? Are we doing it already?
No, we posted, thanks Naveed, Amy's autographed book. So we can talk a little bit about friends then. And
well, yeah.
You were saying different periods in our lives, we find different friends. And
well, I think we do. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but obviously it's, you know, television took up a big, huge chunk of my life. I've got some friends that I still know from when my kids were in school and stuff, and I get together with them, you know, occasionally or a couple times a month, and some more than others just because of distance. But I think the other thing in the season of life that I'm in, you know, friends are important, but depending, like, obviously Chris and I are just married, but I've got a few friends that have been in their second marriage, but their second marriage happened so long ago, like you guys,
mm-hmm.
You know, Lisa and her husband have been married for a long time.
30 years this year.
But wow. We're into our kids, our grandkids, and where are they going? And so sometimes your friendships kind of fade away. You don't really lose them, but no. I think you lose some of the connectivity. And some of the friends that I have in Michigan, I still know and everything and get together with, but when I'm there, but obviously, it's not like friends. So you guys, I interact with, several times a week.
We came together when you were going through your divorce.
And the charity foundation,
right? Right. So then you volunteered for us.
We had a lot in common with your divorce, because I was divorced and I still am. But that kind of took us into a deeper friendship.
Yeah, a different level of that friendship. So, I think I admire people who still are friends with people that they grew up with, went high school with, maybe got a little bit disconnected after college or something, have come together, or they still live in the same area or something, or mm-hmm. if they've moved away, they still go and visit them every year.
Yeah.
I just admire that. Well, frankly, I'm envious of that kind of friendship, of longevity, of the different seasons of life. Right. That, you know, they have been through. I can't say I really have that.
Well, and we interact at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Regardless, mm-hmm. the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, we can pick up if we haven't.
Yeah.
We can pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, I have two good friends that I grew up with, same type mm-hmm. thing. But we all, you know, sometimes they fade out and have different phases of life that I didn't relate to as much, or vice versa. And then I think friendships just kind of ebb and flow, and mutual respect for each other. Don't always agree on everything.
Well, I mean, we don't, but
but
we agree on a lot. But
we do. But I'm just saying, though, it's great that we have these friendships, and I don't discount not knowing someone as long as somebody
else. I don't either.
I value both of you are like sisters to me. Long term, we've done so much together and experienced so much, and it's just
and nice. You're right. I mean, some friends you can only know them for a year or two and you feel like you've known them all your life. And no, I think not necessarily time is always the issue, but as I hear people who get together and the history of stories and memories and,
well, look at Chris's poker buddies.
There, I know.
27 years.
That's amazing.
Right?
No, 35.
35?
Wow. Yeah, 35 years old.
Wow.
He was in his mid-20s when that all started.
Well, and I have a friend in Arizona that I've been friends with her for over 30-something years.
Oh, yeah, see?
And we communicate every week.
Yeah.
Whether we talk or text or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, I think TV took a lot away from getting close or people feeling like they could get close because in the early years, TV was like 5 days a week. I mean, that was
weren't they just parked in your living room?
Pretty much.
They just trolled whatever happened. They sat there and recorded.
Yeah, it's a lot different now.
Oh my God.
Than it was back then. And I'm not to say I'm not blaming TV, but it was much harder to develop those kind of.
So we want to say, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. So for Instagram viewers, put in the word friendship. And again, for everyone else watching, please put in the word friendship. And we will have towards the end here, four lucky winners. So
yeah, friendship. And then that way, the person who is helping us do all of this, he will just randomly pick four people.
Yeah.
Because Lisa and I don't do that.
No, we don't.
And we didn't even ask Deb to do it.
No, not going to be responsible for that.
So, but I think friendships are very, very important. You know, I mean, I think your spouse, if you are married or in that kind of relationship, should always be, the number one. But I think friendship have a different level, different element, different thing about them that I think everyone needs friends because, even with a spouse, you're not going to like everything you do together.
No, you sometimes need a break from the spouse.
She's talking after 30 years. But yes. I think you sometimes just enjoy sharing that one particular interest or two with someone who is also very much into that as well.
Do we want to go into Amy Roloff's little kitchen, some questions for that?
Are we done with questions from people?
We have different sections where the questions are.
I just wanted to rattle them off.
I know.
Okay, go on.
So Denise on Instagram said, would you ever publish a devotional?
You know what, that's very interesting. I really thought about that, a devotional. I think that would be I don't know if I would do a 30-day or a yearly. Yearly would definitely take some time because I would really have to give that some thought and research into verses that speak to me, that mean something to me, but also speak to different phases of your life. Hey, Chris.
Oh.
Refill.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we have one? Wait a minute. What?
I need a warmer.
Can we have one? Is there enough?
Do you just want to warm up or do you want a full one?
I don't know. What do you all want?
I'll take a splash of coffee.
I'll take a splash of coffee.
And maybe just
too.
A little splash of.
Oh, a whiskey?
Of Bushmills. Isn't that what we're serving?
Yes.
Can Bushmills. I see that too?
Irish whiskey. No coffee for me, but the other.
Oh, Deb, you're going on the
Well,
rock.
She doesn't really do coffee.
Yeah, it's funny because I gave up coffee 2 years ago. So
even decaf?
Everything, yeah.
Oh.
She just drinks tea.
This is caffeine, isn't
only
it?
Only a tea person.
Is this caffeinated?
It's our coffee. It's Amy Roloff's.
Oh, look at that.
It's Amy Roloff's coffee that we're Amy Roloff's
this
little kitchen.
Really good.
That we're great good. And no.
This is really good. I'm like, oh.
It is not decaf.
Oh boy. Okay.
And
well.
I don't know. Maybe we should get a decaf. I'm not sure.
I don't know if they can process.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We have this done by a very much of a local. Coffee
roaster.
What? Yeah, roaster.
He's a low,
And we might switch this flavor up. I don't know. If
Let
you guys
know.
Have it, what do you think? We might switch it up.
All right.
Okay.
So here's a picture of the good stuff. You can
a picture. Ooh.
Look at him.
Is
it? Yes. Oh, okay.
The Bushmills.
I said good stuff.
The good stuff, Abe.
Oh, mix of both. Oh,
yeah. I thought it was just a mistake.
We did Bushmills and some Irish cream, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. St. Patrick's Day.
I'm just going to pour a little bit in. And then, Deb, you can have the rest.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
So I heard Amy say earlier, yes? I'm not a big fan of chocolate cake. I like dark chocolate, but not. But that
isn't
is
that
the
true?
Lightest
oh.
cake that I've ever had. It's just,
oh.
it's like chocolate air. It's
yeah.
Just,
yeah. And you like it.
I liked it.
Ooh!
That's awesome.
And I really like
the frosting.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Isn't it frosting
good?
Great?
So good. Oh, we'll post the recipes.
But I'm glad that Amy gave most of them away.
Well, that is true.
We're on a challenge. We have a goal that we're going to try to lighten up before our trip to Italy in the end of August. So.
Uh-oh.
Lighten up.
This doesn't help.
Yeah.
No. Or this. The coffee's
yeah,
extras, too.
Lighten up means.
Yes, right.
Lighten up means we're going to shed a few.
Lighten the load for the trip.
Thanks, Faye.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That was so nice.
See,
he loved your chocolate cake.
Oh, I know. He did
wow.
mention that to me, and I had forgotten.
That's awesome.
And,
perfect timing.
So. Yeah, no. No,
well,
that was good.
Are we ready to... Well, let's do one more thing. Let's talk about spring fudge is coming
next
week. So look for that.
Yeah, spring fudge is coming. And Lisa and I are really working on making our Amy Roloff's little kitchen store, how should I say, limited in the sense of really picking out some unique things
mm-hmm.
or just having one t-shirt and one sweatshirt
artisan
type of thing. And then also finding some other local creative people to do kitchen fun orientated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of you guys use it. I know I'm a book fan, so I love a book holder that you can also use as a cutting board. So we're tweaking
Ooh,
that. We're seeing if that will work at all.
Repurposed wood from
yeah,
Oregon
it's
that's fallen already.
Yeah.
So you don't cut it to
mm-hmm.
damage, you know, the trees and.
So we're
yeah.
trying to have a variety of other items enough, but without, but being special in the sense to Amy Roloff's little kitchen. So
yes, so that's good.
Let us know what you think, and
yeah.
yeah. Oh yeah, back to the red hats. Oh, tell me about that.
What did they say?
We'll see. If you want to look at our website, it's amyroloffslittlekitchen.com. Just so you know, to go on and look at what we have so far. And we are having new spring fudge coming out, I believe, next Monday or Tuesday.
And so what are the flavors? It's chocolate caramel.
Salted, it's white chocolate. You've got them
right
there.
I don't have them all.
Yes, you have
them. No, I ate the...
She ate the sample.
No, I ate the cookies and cream one.
Oh, yes. So we're going to have cookies and cream.
And it really tastes like cookies and cream.
Lemon.
We got lemon. And what else?
Salted white chocolate. Salted caramel.
Salted caramel white chocolate.
And chocolate with nuts.
A chocolate with nuts.
Yeah.
So lemon. Salted white chocolate, salted caramel, chocolate with nuts.
Cookies and cream.
And cookies and cream. So we just thought those would be kind of fun spring flavors.
But Amy ate that one, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, and I thought you said you were trying to light the load.
I know.
Well, we were doing that for something
and
else,
photo
I
shoot.
Think.
Oh, yeah, photo shoot.
Yeah.
You know, Lisa here, oh, yeah, eat this, make this, you know.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Christ, she's blaming
that.
Me.
You
she's
are.
The one that,
because we
no.
have to eat it.
No.
No.
She forces no. us to eat it.
You blamed.
You do.
Oh, that Amy. Yeah, two kids.
Well, we have some really fun ones that we're planning for summer too. We wanted something like an orange creamsicle
mm-hmm.
type of thing,
root
and maybe a berry
float.
One. Oh yeah,
root
beer
float.
Definitely chocolate because you know you just need chocolate fudge.
Yes,
and I don't know some other fun ones.
We'll have some fun ones.
Yeah.
Well, are we ready for winners?
Oh, winners! Friendship.
Okay,
who's all for friendship? I am.
Friendship.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. Naveed's going to give us some winners here. Facebook is Carrie Ward. So I'll put that
Where'd
on
Where'd you
there.
See that? Oh, I see.
On the screen. Okay. And after, okay, YouTube, Victoria Marissa.
Well, someone said drink a lot of vital protein.
Twitter is Susie Heather Tyson.
Well, you're going to have to say these again.
Yes.
Know. Yeah. And IG is Brooke Wood.
Okay. So if I've called your name, please email me at arlittlekitchen@gmail.com and say you were the winner and send me your address and your email. Well, you'll have it on the email. So sorry about that. A little bit of coffee here today. And we'll send you out an autographed book from Amy for A Little Me, her book A Little Me. So Carrie Ward from Facebook. YouTube is Victoria Morris. We'll have it up there again. Marissa, S-A. Twitter, Susie Heather Tyson. And Instagram
is Brooke.
Is Brooke.
Brooke Wood.
Brooke Wood. All right. Congratulations, everybody.
So that's Brooke Wood, Susie Heather Tyson, Victoria Marissa, and Carrie Ward.
Yes, congratulations.
And email Lisa at arlittlekitchen@gmail.com.
Yes. All right.
And the books are still available at Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen, too, in case you haven't gotten a book yet or want to give it to a friend or something like that.
Yes. And you can buy that at amyroloffslittlekitchen.com. And visit our store.
And we might have a little bit of sale during Mother's Day or something.
We might have something, yeah.
But anyway, someone asked, we do have some, it's a basic apron, but it's an apron, I think, in several colors that says Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen on it.
Mm-hmm. And we're having our spring collection come out too pretty quick here, which is Eat, Love, Gather with daisies because that's your favorite flower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're working on that for our spring collection right now.
Well, are we? Well, what about MVP? You know what? I want to do a whole thing about MVP. If you guys don't know what MVP means, it does not mean most valuable player. If you want it to be, it can. But I've changed the MVP to be a reminder to ourselves, and not only a reminder to ourselves, but a reminder to ourselves that other people are as well. And that means you matter, have value, and a purpose. So don't ever forget that, regardless of what is going on in your life, how challenging it may be, how great it may be. Always remember that you do matter, have value and purpose, and live that out.
Yeah.
But also give other people that same
grace,
chance, respect, that they also matter, have value and purpose. And help them to do that as well.
Should we take a few more questions?
Yes.
Okay. Rebecca on Instagram, what new products are coming to the shop?
One thing
we didn't mention is we are looking at putting together a subscription service where people can subscribe and we'll have content that you won't see here on our live. You'll be able to.
We'll have more conversations.
More conversations.
With probably myself or. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
stuff
and
like
have
that.
Some fun.
So, a cooking thing.
Yeah, could be a cooking, like we do cooking with Amy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, look out for that. That'll be fun, and you'll get to know Amy a little more, and kind of a fun thing. So what you see?
I like that devotional idea.
I do
that
too.
That was really neat.
Because that's different from journal, but it is similar, but it's a devotional. I love that. Okay. Let's see. Do we have any other questions somebody wants to pop in?
Look at this. I married my prom date 27 years ago. Wow, that's great.
Wow.
Hello from Canada, BC. I'll be passing your way, or Chris and I will be passing your way soon in June.
Very cool.
And then,
are you still selling pumpkin salsa? That's from
The Roloff Farms isn't selling pumpkin salsa. We only have that available during pumpkin season. But there is a small little business that is selling our salsa, meaning. What?
Okay. Can you guys hear us? Don't touch it.
And so there's a small business that's selling our salsa, and they are on Amazon. So you can buy it online and you get all three of them. I don't know if you can buy individuals or if you can buy three of one flavor. And so, so yeah.
Oh, Gloria Ornato, who is a friend of mine, and you sent her a nice card and a book earlier during the holidays.
Oh, did I? Okay.
She wants to know if you're going to be at pumpkin season.
Well, you know what?
Year.
We
are you talking about
we're kind of, you know, talking about it. It's really up to Matt to see what he is doing and whether he wants to do that at all. I mean, yes, I'm not at the farm. You know, it's been kind of hard to be a part of all that, but I really enjoy meeting all of you guys and just hearing your stories and everything. And it's really going to be interesting from the previous last 2 years because of COVID at how this will change if we're not under COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. But I think Chris really had a great time being tour guide last year and meeting all of you guys. So he might partake in it as well in some capacity or do the same thing that he did last year. But yeah, as of right now, I'm planning to be there. I bought all these costumes. So I want to show up in costume and say hello to y'all.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, Deb, I'm sorry we haven't like pulled you into some of the conversation.
No, no, no.
I know a lot
visiting.
A lot of people ask, well, is Lisa talking? Is Deb? What's going on? And you know, this is really a juggling act to even have three people sitting here and try to follow a little script and then try to answer questions.
I'm just visiting.
It's
this
a multitask.
You know what? If you see something on there, you say, hey, hi from whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know?
So just wanted to let you know, nothing here is intentional.
See, there's Yamhill, Oregon. Hello.
Oh. Love it.
So, yeah.
Province of Manitoba. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Manitoba.
So anyway, thanks you guys for your patience and just knowing that this is, you know, we're like soccer moms from back in the day. We're not technical IT people. We have Naveed, which we love.
Naveed.
Yeah, and Chris stopped by. And this has been a really fun time.
Well, we hope it's been fun for you. I know we're having fun. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you guys are on here for the first time or something like that, this is just light conversation, just, you know, girlfriends or Lisa and I, and hopefully Deb will be able to join us a little more often. And, you know, we just kind of banter. I don't get too heavy on the politics. I don't get too heavy on all these different topics that for some ungod reason can just split and divide people. And I just respect, you know, other people's thoughts and opinions on those things. But we just kind of keep it fun and light and
this
happy
is our community.
And,
you guys are like our friends. This, and I think we say this every time, to come together and share ideas.
Let me ask you this.
Care.
What is one hobby that you wish you had time for?
Good question.
This is my hobby. I always say, filming reality TV for my friend Amy and being with Deb, this is my hobby. I don't have time for quilting or any of that.
Time. What about you?
I mean, I would do more yard work.
Yard work?
Just
I love yard
that's
work.
That's a hobby. My garden, everything.
You know, I think what I would do, because I love cooking, I would love to take a couple of culinary classes to refine my limited knowledge on the technical stuff and just have fun with that and say, oh, is that what that's all about?
Yes.
Or give reasons to why I do
like
what I
chopping.
Do.
I learned that in a class, that how you hold the knife and cut and put your knuckles here so you don't cut your face. I mean, those are all things I never learned that from home cooking.
Or just like understanding like, you know, okay, how custards work. Like I know how to do it, but why? Like how why does that work?
Right.
Or
baking bread.
Or
how does it?
Okay,
and yeast. And
okay, you guys, I made focaccia bread. Okay, I made focaccia bread.
It was really good.
I probably could have cooked it a little bit longer, but
taste.
Anyway, the thing I learned, I have for some reason, maybe because my house is too open. I don't know. My kitchen is all open. It's not really warm. I can set butter out, people. It's not soft. It's like cold.
Well,
still,
you like
I mean,
the windows open and
no. Well, he doesn't. Chris doesn't. Oh. But anyway. So my house feels like still cold. And then I went online to figure out like, is there any other way that I can help this dough rise after you let the yeast and temperature for yeast is very, very important. Because my daughter's the baker. And so someone said, and several places said it, turn your oven on about 200 And then just before you're ready to put your bread in to help it rise, turn it immediately off, and then just set your bowl in there with a towel over and everything. Oh my God.
Just a quick little tip.
That was like a light bulb that went on, because I'm like, oh my gosh, it actually rose.
Yeah.
And I saw my dough double in size, because every time they say double in size, I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong?
It's just right there.
I paid attention to the temperature before I put the yeast in, and a life changer. So I'm making my cinnamon rolls again.
Ooh.
Because I want to see what happens.
Well, do you remember we had Alex Wilson on one time baking cakes with frosting? We had him on a live, but we did a Cooking with Amy segment. He has the Hungry Hero.
Oh, yes.
And making buttercream frosting, mm-hmm. you had said, oh, my butter is too hard. Mm-hmm. And he said, just keep whipping it. If you whip it up to like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 yeah. minutes, mm-hmm. it warms mm-hmm. itself yeah. up. That mm-hmm. was a cool tip.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. That'd be fun.
Because there's friction.
Yeah.
There's friction, and you have to do it long enough to create that, you know, warm. Yes. So anyway, yeah, I think cooking, or I would love to paint more abstract painting.
I
instead
thought
of
painting
that.
Too. I watercolors. I've done
I would love.
Colors
my
before.
Friend in Arizona does watercolors that are amazing. It's like, I would love to learn that.
Mm-hmm. I love cross stitch. Mm. You know. Oh, you know what the three of us may do? Would you guys like this? We love doing the painted rocks for my wedding, and so we might go ahead and paint a bunch of rocks and give them away to y'all. Give them away.
Do you remember the conversation with the rocks and people?
We just had so much fun. And then by giving them away.
This is the one one of the ones I
did. I think
both
I
of those.
Did.
No, I did this
I
one.
Did this.
I did that one. No,
did
because
this
I put
one.
This.
No, these
you
are
that
your
one.
Heart.
This one's mine.
And this one's, the gold one is mine.
That one's yours?
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Because I have the gold.
Wait, look, there we go.
See my
so anyway, squiggly. We were thinking about giving three away to each person. So you can keep one, maybe go on a hike and do those things where people find the rock. They either pick it up and take it home, or they pick it up and move it someplace else. And
yeah,
stuff
that was
like
really
that.
Well, it
so,
was so fun because we could sit at the table. Mm-hmm. It was outside in the backyard.
Yeah.
It took us a couple hours at a time, and we just visited, and it was so
relaxing.
Yeah,
thing.
You know what we need to do? We need to take a beach trip, walk along the beach, and find all the rocks. That's
I
what we
love
need to
it.
Do.
Let's do it.
Oh no, the vintage is at Silverton. That's not at the beach. Well, we'll stay at the beach sometime.
Okay. It's a deal.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
All right.
So anyway.
Amy, it's
five. Yeah, it's about 5:20. So you guys, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a really great time. I loved having my husband Chris on.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, he made his great
Chris.
Cheers to Chris.
Woohoo!
Cheers.
He's waving it in the chair
over there.
He made us good Irish coffee drinks, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And
happy St. Patrick's Day. And
I'll tweak this little thing here.
Recipes will go on the website.
Yeah. Yeah. The recipes you'll be able to find for this one eventually. Maybe next week, because I'm working on 4 recipes right now that I got to write up before I send the videos. To kind of make sure they're edited right and y'all don't get bored at them. And then, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So,
well,
Deb, thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Welcome. Thank you, ladies.
Love you.
Okay, we're going to have you talk more. Lisa and I get in our mode and we
forget.
Yeah, but
this is like, even when I'm home watching this, I just love listening to you guys. So I'm just in my zone.
It's
loving
fun.
This.
Again, we're community. Thank all of you for watching us and your comments. And
we'll tell them what we're doing together.
Can I do that?
Oh,
yeah. Why not?
Uh-oh.
Because she said she's lighting the load. Anyway, we are working. We're working together to challenge Amy to get.
You can't see.
To lose a few.
Yeah.
But what are we doing together? We're walking.
We're walking.
Yeah.
We are walking.
Because Deb walks almost every day.
Every day, yes. So we're walking together, and she's pushing me to go further.
That's
so
awesome.
She's challenging me, and I'm challenging her just to be
don't,
there.
Don't well, say too much, because Chris is over there.
I know.
You
I don't
want
wanna,
Chris to know.
Yeah.
Because there might be something going on. That
but you know what? She's been so
diligent at being there.
Yeah.
Like, we're going. She's
and I still had a cupcake because you know what?
That's okay.
You got to add a little sunshine in your day every once in a while.
Just add a little more time to our walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I'm really grateful for Deb for as well, because obviously being a little person, I don't take as big a steps as you all do. Mm-hmm. And yes, Lisa is married. A question on
30
that.
Years this year. So.
And so I don't take as big a step. So I'm always worry that, you know, I'm slowing Deb up, but she's gracious enough to encourage me. And
at the
farm
when we'd walk with you, you were way ahead of us all the
time.
Yeah,
but if you guys really like zoned in on walking past, I'd be so far behind you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm really appreciative of Deb. You know, walking the pace that I do and just say, okay, yeah, we're doing it, Amy, we're doing
it. And there's this hill that we go up every day. And every, the first couple of times she's like, just go ahead.
Yeah.
And
well,
by the last two times, we're at the top of the hill. And she goes, oh my gosh, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. I thought that was going to be difficult.
Good job.
Well, because the first couple of times, first three times, I'm like, hey, just walk your pace and I'll meet you at the top. Because for me, it was an incline. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, brothers.
Very cool.
So I'm trying to walk with her as much as I can. But to me, that's part of friendship as well. She's willing to, just walk the pace that works for me. And I'm not walking slow for me.
No, you're not.
I'm walking as fast as I can, especially up on an incline and that.
You'll do it.
So go Team Amy.
You've climbed a mountain before.
Yep.
So you can do this.
Day 8.
Yes.
She's on track.
Awesome.
So I want you guys to have a great weekend. Enjoy St. Patty's Day. I hope in the beginning you kind of, learned a little bit about St. Patty's. Because sometimes I think when we celebrate these things, great. It's having fun. It's a mm-hmm. great time. But I always kind of like to know a little bit of the history, especially when there is a little bit of history, behind it. So.
And somebody did ask, that was a winner, mm-hmm. where to email. I'll say it again, arlittlekitchen@gmail.com.
That goes to Lisa.
That goes to me. And just let me know your address and we'll ship out a book to you.
Yeah.
So, all right. We have our little closing statement.
So Instagram, thank you for popping back on again. Sorry for all of that, but I kind of had to take that phone
life call. Happens, right?
Phone call
life
from happens. From my son.
Well,
so
what would be
anyway.
Live without some interruption? Right. That's all I've seen every time.
Oh my God. Well, at least we get started on time now. I know. We used to not even be able to connect on time.
And I'm like, golly, can we just have one perfect?
Perfect. Room? No.
But never. I think it wouldn't be as fun.
I know. Really.
So, anyway. All thanks, right. Deb, for joining
You're
us.
Welcome. Yes, thank you, ladies.
All right. And remember to be kind, think kind, and stay kind. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We'll see you
till next time. Anything you want us to talk about next month, always email Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen or AR.
Littlekitchen@gmail.com.
And we'll try and incorporate some of those thoughts and questions or ideas and things like that. That'll give us a little heads up.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy
St. Patty's Day. Bye.